We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
A 7-year-old child nursing her injuries this morning after being randomly assaulted by a man who police are now looking for on Staten Island, and that is where we find 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Brian, good morning. Think about the fear and anxiety going on in this neighborhood now for whoever is doing this, following people, as you mentioned, randomly. And in this case, right in the middle of the day on Monday, 1:45 in the afternoon here at Bryan Avenue, New Dorp. And this is a very busy area here, lots of commercial space as well. 41-year-old woman walking with her two daughters. Suddenly, this guy creeps up behind them and then starts running actually toward them, slamming the 7-year-old daughter to the ground. She's then crying on the ground with cuts on her legs. She's bleeding. Her mother's screaming for help and actually starts ringing doorbells in the area here to get some assistance. So again, you can imagine what people are talking about this morning here. This.
So frightening.
Yeah, I feel really bad for anybody that happens to, you know, as a woman.
It's not safe as it used to be. Run into a lot of those crazy guys. Come out here and they're following you. They follow you for blocks. You know, we're just thinking about our security.
And looking over their shoulder, unfortunately. You know, others are taking to social media, Brian, saying they think they may have seen the same guy who did the same thing to them in different areas of New Dorp. So the manhunt still underway this morning. Cops in the 122nd Precinct working the case have a photo of the suspect, and we'll put it up at 1010winds.com. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, the New Dorp on Staten Island.
Thanks, Glenn. Of course, when you see that photo, if you know anything, you give Crime Stoppers a call, 1-800-577-TIPS. Some more violence on the same block in the Bronx just days after a shooting in front of a bodega on Woody Crest Avenue in Highbridge that wounded two guys, a teenager killed yesterday after being stabbed and then set on fire.
I heard screaming, crying. I saw a guy in the floor burning.
Witness there speaking with NBC4, 18-year-old Winston Ortiz stabbed three times before being covered in gasoline and set ablaze. 15-year-old Chelsea lives down the hall.
Well, I was chilling in my room and I heard one of my neighbors screaming, saying, "Oh my God." And my mom called me to call the 911. So I called the 911 from my mom's phone.
Cops say Ortiz was still alive when taken to Harlem Hospital, but he died there. Police say no arrests at this time. The investigation is ongoing. Another broad daylight shooting in Brooklyn. 32-year-old William Rollins shot and killed while standing in front of his Brooklyn apartment yesterday afternoon. Happened in front of the Tilden Houses on Blake Avenue just before 2 p.m. Cops say Rollins shot multiple times in the chest. Cops say the suspect got away in a black Lexus. Their investigation on that continues. There were four more, at least, in Brooklyn last night. Shootings, one of them fatal. Just after midnight, 29-year-old man shot in the torso in front of 15 Butler Plaza in Prospect Heights. Another shooting in Prospect Heights just before 12:30. Guy shot in the buttocks at the Farragut Houses. He was taken to Methodist Hospital. He's expected to survive. No criminal charges for the NYPD officer who shot and killed a man in his Bronx apartment last year. Bronx DA Darcel Clark announcing last night the officer who shot Kowalski Trawick on April 14th, 2019, while in the kitchen of his own apartment at Hill House. That's a Morris Heights center for people struggling with addiction. Cops say Trawick was brandishing a knife and a wooden stick, refused to comply after being tasered. Trawick's mother blasted the decision of the Bronx DA last night, saying her son was only cooking. That's why he had a knife in his hand, called on Mayor de Blasio to fire the cops involved. Another day, another concern about schools opening. New York City's plan to reopen remains on track despite some more union pushback. And a big change for New Jersey schools. Governor Murphy announcing yesterday school districts can go all remote. breaking it all down for us this morning. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian. The mayor wants New York City schools to answer the opening bell on September 10th. The union representing teachers and the union representing principals want to call a timeout.
Unions will always sound various alarms, and unions will say things sometimes in a very dramatic fashion. This is nothing new in New York City, but the question is really, what is the mission? The mission is to take care of our kids.
After touring the Village Academy in Far Rockaway with its yellow lines down the middle of hallways and color-coded desks separated by hula hoops, the mayor talked of the real game changer, electrostatic disinfectant fine mist spray.
The custodian told us that he can clean that room in 2 minutes or less and make it every day safe for kids.
So while the city officially remains ready to bring students back in, across the river, Governor Murphy wants students back in the classrooms, but says districts that cannot do that safely can begin the year remotely. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
Thank you, John. President Trump also weighing in on schools, among other things, at his press conference yesterday.
We cannot indefinitely stop 50 million American children from going to school and harming their mental, physical, emotional, and academic development and inflicting long-term lasting damage.
President also pushing Congress to only provide coronavirus funding to schools that do open. He was joined yesterday by parents, teachers, doctors who say they want a full return to school. There are new COVID-19 virus concerns in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Mayor de Blasio says the area is seeing what he calls an uptick in coronavirus cases.
Sunset Park residents lined up at the first of two testing sites the city is setting up because of the new numbers. Many, like Lewis, are worried.
Have to be. You live in a neighborhood, and there's a call to say go get tested. So you have to go get tested. You know, you have family, grandkids. You don't want them to be affected. So you need to know what you have.
The mayor says 228 people tested positive here. That's 7 times the citywide infection rate of 1%.
It's over a very limited period of time. It's a very limited number of cases. But we found it by doing exceptionally focused testing, what we call our hyper-local testing.
He says the city will saturate Sunset Park with phone calls and door knocking to get people tested. Jose is doing his part.
If ever I'm negative, thank to God. And if ever I will be positive, I might have to isolate myself and be cured so that I will not be a carrier of this virus.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
Now, the NBA, other sports leagues are playing in bubbles, but would that work for baseball?
In this already unprecedented baseball season of 60 games, designated hitters in both leagues, 7-inning doubleheaders, new extra-inning rules, and expanded playoffs, now comes word those playoffs just might be
in a New York state of mind.
As MLB considers a postseason bubble setup, ESPN's Jeff Passan says the discussion's only preliminary right now.
But they're going to get serious soon, because if it does not have a postseason bubble this year, it is running the risk of its entire playoff structure being null and void.
New York City is apparently in the mix, along with Southern California, Texas, and the Midwest, as in Chicago and Milwaukee. But Pennsylvania native Joe Madden, who is managing the Angels these days, told the Orange County Register he wants no part of playoff baseball in the Northeast. Remembering the weather during the 2008 World Series between his Rays and the Phillies wasn't even fit for football. Mark Renee, 1010 Winds Sports.
Another anti-Semitic message reported yesterday in the same neighborhood on the Upper East Side. Yesterday we told you about the one that was found taped to an office window of Assemblywoman Rebecca Seawright on York Avenue. Another one found on a building that houses the New York Professional Nurses Union on 75th Avenue. The note reportedly containing sexual references and Jewish stereotypes. No comment from the police. Governor Cuomo condemning the first note found yesterday. Jury rooms are opening up again for the first time since March. Mid-March, grand juries hearing cases in all 5 boroughs once again this week. Outside of the city, Nassau and Suffolk began hearing grand jury cases back in mid-July.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.